So you wanna know? Welcome to the Swana Know Podcast. I'm your host, Annelisa Swana, but I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie.
Join us every week as we explore extraordinary stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you want to know.
So the Emmy Awards happened this week and the VMAs were last week. I love award shows.
Why?
I don't know. I don't actually watch
so
the
long.
Whole show. I know, but I don't actually watch the whole show. I'm just okay. Being honest with you. I don't watch it like pre-recorded. I don't watch it live. But it's just, I like to see the fashion because people like to go all out. And then there's, you know, the best and the worst dressed. And I also just like to give my opinions that mean nothing to anyone. Yeah.
That mean nothing to anyone. Yeah. Why? Why do you say that? They mean something.
They mean something to me.
Exactly.
Maybe you.
And
like,
you are someone important.
Oh, thank you. But no, it's like me, whatever my opinion is, if I'm like, oh no, only murders in the building should have won over the men. No one's going to give a damn that actually.
Sure. Okay.
But there's a lot of drama happening around.
The Emmys.
Not so much like the two shows I mean. Okay, The Bear, yes.
Okay.
Have you seen The Bear?
Nope.
It's a really good show. It's on Disney Plus. You should watch it.
Okay.
It's about this like successful chef and then he comes home to after his brother dies and he tries to like run the restaurant that they have there. But there's like just a lot of drama involved.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's a really, really good
show.
It's a family business.
A lot of trauma.
Yeah. But it's not a comedy series. It's very, very serious. It actually.
So was it?
It was in the comedy in the Emmys. So a lot of people are like, why is this categorized as a comedy? Because it's definitely not a comedy.
I wonder. Like, these are the people who make the films. Like, involved in these awards.
I read somewhere that you enter your series as a producer into whatever category you want. So the producers of the show seem to think that it's a comedy. There is like underlying dark humor and stuff in it, but like it's much more of a drama than a comedy.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. But now a lot of people are asking like why. And they're also saying that they feel like The Bear being in that category is taking away a lot from other actors who are actually in comedy.
But why? Did it won a lot.
It won a lot.
But why?
I think it won almost all of the comedy categories that it was in. So it won the best actor, I don't think it won best actress, best supporting actor and actress. And it won best comedy show.
Was the tat competition there?
Yeah, it was. Only Murders in the Building, Abbott Elementary.
Kind of Abbott.
Yeah, so those two, there were some other nice shows in that category as well that I feel are definitely comedy shows.
But now I'm thinking that it's won so big in a category that it's not really meant to be in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I think there's a lot of people saying that they feel like if they were in the drama category, the competition probably would have been more and the chances of them actually winning might not have been as high as it was now because they're in the comedy category.
Okay. You do what you have to do
to get what you want to get.
And so what did you think of the fashion?
You know, the fashion's always my favorite part.
Sure.
The Emmys actually, a lot of people came through with like really cute outfits. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I really liked Selena Gomez's look. It was a classic black look. Was that like
Like a simple, straight to the point, classy.
Yes, yeah, very stunning. That. And then I also liked, I think her name is Isa Gonzalez. She was wearing this like really nice pink number. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I saw
like
that with the boobies.
Yes, and the feathers. The feathers, stunning.
The shawl thing.
Yes.
Okay, I saw that.
And then our fave, Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton.
Mm.
He looks so good.
Loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
Do you
I
have
loved
his
dress? This, her name just can't come up. Modern Family.
Red dress.
Yes, I know. And what's her name? Sophia Vergara.
Sophia. Yes. Sophia, yes.
Oh, yeah. She was stunning. Her. She was also nominated for Best Lead Actress.
Yes, I saw that.
Have you watched her show?
That. I haven't.
I haven't watched it either, but I've heard that it's really good. So it's going to be on my watch list.
You know, when you mature in life, it is frightening. How seldom you get to watch the things that you like.
Yeah.
That you now have to make time. Like, we watched everything that we wanted to watch when we were in varsity. Like, before kids, I'm going to binge on whatever.
Yes.
Now you have to make a date with yourself in order to catch up. I haven't watched a show.
Yeah. And also, like, a show that's been going for a while. Like, I love a show like that. I was recently watching The Rookie.
Mm.
And they've got 5 seasons on Netflix already. And I was like, oh, yes, a show that has a lot of episodes, a lot of seasons. I can watch this now for a while.
You have to do
that now. We are done with it now.
The next one now.
Okay, at least we're watching The Bear season 3 now.
Okay.
So we've got something to watch. But then when I'm done with that, then I must now be like, okay, what's next now again?
Because you have to.
Then we have these small shows, 10 episodes.
But we love those.
We do love
those. We do. But look at Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Look at Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
It's.
And The Bear even too.
Oh.
Yeah. It's also one of those.
It gives.
30 minutes. 10 episodes.
That's
There's a lot
love,
to take in.
I love the Korean the Korean series.
Yeah.
Because they have such long episodes.
They do. I actually haven't watched a Korean series in a while. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, you have to have time. The reason why you haven't watched
it. This is the thing.
The reason why you haven't watched it in a while. You mentioned the VMAs.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, the VMAs is the Video Music Awards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I also had to Google that because I was like, okay, what is no VMAs, no VR? Okay.
So, when I saw MTV VMAs, I thought, no, MTV, we watch it for the videos.
Okay, so you
of the songs. So, I thought, oh, okay. Nice. Maybe they go together, but I'm glad you confirmed that.
I just know when it's MTV, then it should be music.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. At the back, when I saw MTV, for some reason, in my mind, a TV screen came up and I saw the logo MTV. I don't know.
But anyway, so our homegirl Tyler is just picking up awards.
Her best life, that one.
Yeah.
She's doing so well.
She is doing really well, but she's getting so much backlash.
But, you know, there's a saying, I think it's in English as well, but we love it in Xhosa, that, okay, I'm going to try translate it, that aim. Dogs only bark at moving cars.
Okay.
No dog barks at a car that's just parked there.
Yes. So if you're doing the most.
So if you are moving.
Yeah.
So expect some woof woofs.
But yeah, she's getting like this. People are calling her uppity African.
Oh. Wow.
And I think
what does
it's
that
coming
even mean?
I honestly don't even know. Because she's just herself. Like, she's so authentic whenever we see her.
She really is just herself.
Understand.
She's not trying to be like anyone.
She doesn't change her accent or anything, and I love it so, so much.
She doesn't. Moving car.
Mm-hmm.
Moving car.
But I think that the backlash now is coming from the fact that when she accepted her award, she asked the people that presented it, I think, what's her name? Halle Bailey.
Yes.
She was presenting with another guy, and she asked if they can help her hold the award while she's making her thank you speech. Because she was just like, this is a little bit heavy for me. If someone can just, like, help me hold it for now, and then she'll must not take it back.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that. Guy, please, this thing is heavy. Can you please just hold it for me? For this 2 seconds,
and now
when I say thank you.
Oh, she doesn't deserve it. And it's and then other people
because
are
she asked someone to hold the award.
And now other people are coming to her defense. They're like, Whitney Houston did the same thing. There's
thank
so
you.
Many other artists who have done the
thank
same
you
thing.
Thank you very much.
What's the problem?
What
it's because
is
she's
the problem?
African.
What is the problem? Let her be uppity Africa.
Yeah. Because we are uppity.
And since you love the fashion.
Best and worst dressed.
At the VMAs?
I didn't have a worst dress really for the Emmys, but I have a worst dress for the VMAs. My best dress, I loved Sabrina Carpenter. She's also doing the most at the moment. Mm-hmm. She had this like white and silver diamante boob tube dress on. The hair was looking stunning, so I really liked her look. The worst dressed, Addison Rae.
What was she wearing?
She basically just wore underwear with like a big poofy skirt. I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know who styled her. I don't know why she was even there. But, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know. For me, I did not like Taylor Swift's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't a huge fan either.
It's like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Like, are we going country? Mm-mm. Where are we going?
Yeah.
What are we?
It's not great.
I don't know if it's the fabric. What is it? Is it the patterns?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what to say about it because it was not great.
I didn't like it, Shem. Yeah. I think that's the only one that I saw and stuck in my memory.
We hope the Swifties don't come for us. And I also feel like, you know, she won the biggest award of the night.
Okay.
She's huge.
She is.
And she's doing the most again at the moment. Mm. So I just feel like, you know, for someone that is always winning so big, she should have done better.
That's why her outfit
stuck.
Yeah. Because I was like, no, you're Taylor Swift. Like, what is going on? Yeah. You're doing the most. You're doing very well.
Exactly.
Come, bring on the fashion. And she has the ability to. That's the other thing.
This is the thing. So it's quite disappointing that she
chose
to
underwhelm us.
Do you have a best dressed?
I don't.
Okay. No one really like stood out to me. That's why even Sabrina's look isn't like, wow, wow. She looked really, really stunning.
Wow, wow. Yes, yes. You know? Reminded me of this girl on TikTok. She loves Evie. In all her TikToks, she'd go, wow, wow. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Love. So she definitely wasn't wow, wow, yes, yes. But she was a wow, yes.
She was a wow, yes. Okay. Okay. I get you. You know what? This is my motto for 2024. Do you.
Basically.
Do you?
I think that's what was happening in Taylor Swift and Addison Rae's mind.
Can I see Sabrina?
Did you see Addison Rae?
Your
girl. What is that?
She added boobies to her boobies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the skirt.
It's like a runaway bride.
I'm just like, no, why? Also the shoes.
What was the theme? Because everyone is just...
Oh, I just don't know. Is there a theme?
But Coco Jones looked nice.
Where's Coco Jones? Let me see.
Coco Jones looked nice. Because even Tyler's outfit, it's like...
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of it. Like, she looks great. I love her hair, but...
Yeah, I love her hair. Yeah. I love the curls. Love them. But it's like beach vibes. If you can put in... Your flip-flops there.
Yeah.
And
a beach cover-up.
It looks like a beach cover-up. Yeah. It's nice, but I don't know. Hey. You know what? Kelly? No, Coco Jones looked nice.
I can't see Coco Jones.
She looked nice.
Oh, yes, queen.
Nice.
She looked stunning.
Okay. We see you, girl.
I see there's a lot of people with like this metallic look at the VMAs. Mm. Maybe that was like part of the theme or something.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm seeing a lot of that as well. I'm seeing a lot of that. Okay, maybe it was the theme. Sure. But I think it gets a bit much when you have to have an outfit
for every second day. Okay, it's a lot for us, but these people have stylists and lots of money, and they have brands that want them to wear them. You know.
And lots of money.
Yeah.
True. But Don't you like get tired of having to go to these fittings? Having
Probably there are people that get tired of it.
Do they choose what they want to wear? Or they leave that up to their stylists?
Stylists usually bring options and then they decide what they want to wear.
I'll get tired of that.
Can I tell you something? I only know this from watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Me too. Now that you're saying it, I'm looking at Kim sitting in her couch and all these rails of dresses are brought in. I don't know. She was going. Where was she going to go?
I don't know, but I just now assume that this is what happens with all of the rest of the celebrities as well.
But that would get to me. I think the first time, do you mean I was okay, I'm a dress.
Yeah.
Second time, but if I have to do it this month, next month, the
multiple
month after.
Multiple times a year.
So I think maybe some of them are like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Whatever, I'm going to wear whatever you think I should wear. And it's show day. It's like, what is this?
And then you're like, oh, this is what you chose for me. Okay.
Yeah. Yay. Hollywood.
And now for your gig guide. Make your way to the annual 2024 Quilt Spring Show at the VP Grey Primary School Hall in Warmer from Wednesday to Friday, the 25th to the 28th of September from 9 to 5 p.m. Enjoy craft vendors and a coffee shop as well as daily classes and free demonstrations, all for 50 Rand a ticket. Join a medieval day of fun, stalls and entertainment for the whole family at the Medieval Fair and Banquet on Saturday the 28th of September at Norm Hudlin on Krachakama Road from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The fair is suitable for the whole family and pets are welcome. Entry is 20 to 50 rand. The banquet event will start at 6:30 and is for ages 18 and over. Tickets cost 220 rand each and include entry into the fair during the day. For more events happening in the Bay, check out yourweekender.co.za.
That's all we have for you today. So no more, tune in again next week. But until then, stay inspired.
And stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Cals.
Goodbye, Annie.